And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
Deep in Washington, D.C., lives a group that has the ability to cloud citizens' minds. What evil lurks in the heart of the shadow government? Mark Maron knows. When we last left our hero, his search for Colin Powell had led to Washington, D.C., where Bill Clinton said something big was going down.
Something big's going down. Can I leave? I don't have any more lines.
By the time I got to D.C., my head was pounding like an oil derrick in the Alaskan wilderness, and I was coming up just as dry. I was trying to remember what Clinton told me back in New York, but my memory had drowned in a tsunami of Johnny Walker Black. All around me were white people dressed like Mr. Moneybags in the Monopoly game. They looked a lot like Republicans. I stood out like Janet Jackson at a Ku Klux Klan cotillion.
Four more years!
Hey, you mugs, what's the skinny? Where's the shindig? What's with the hoopla? I couldn't figure out what they were saying. I needed a little hair of the dog to wash away the cobwebs. So I steered myself toward a bar. But the bouncer there was as friendly as Rumsfeld at a press conference and about as helpful.
Hey, bub. This is a party for GOP senators. Sponsored by General Electric. If you ain't a senator, tickets are 100,000 simoleons.
Hey, pal. I just want to ask some of the swells at the party if they know where to find Colin Powell.
And I want a date with Angelina Jolie. Everybody's got a dream.
He tossed me to the curb just as a brand new unmarked sedan pulled up. A half dozen clowns jumped out, and not the funny kind. These were the kind who wear black suits and earpieces and like to attach wires to guys like me. From the look of the heaters they were pulling, they were getting ready to fill me with more holes than the Warren Commission report. I beat it through the crowd with the gorillas hot on my tail.
Money trickles down from the wealthy.
The election in Iraq doesn't have to be successful in order to be a success.
Everyone should have the right to own a gun. Okay, everyone but that guy.
I gave them the slip by ducking into a desolate alley, a second home to the outcasts and badasses of society. That's when I heard a familiar voice.
Hey, want a taste? I wiped it off.
It was Kid Rock, offering up a half-empty fifth of Southern Comfort. It figured he'd be drawn to this scene. The town was overrun with white trash, Republicans, and heavy drinking. It was a Kid Rock trifecta. Hey, Kid, doing a show in town?
My gig got canceled because I did a song about pimping Barbara Bush. That's a compliment where I come from. Now everyone in town is down on the kid. Even Colin Powell dissed me for ripping off black music. Ain't that a bitch?
Where do you see Powell?
At the studio where I'm shooting my new video. He told me not to tell anyone I saw him. So I gotta get on that real soon. You know, not telling anyone.
I softened him up by saying he should have gotten a Golden Globe for his performance in Joe Dirt. He offered to show me the studio where he'd seen Powell.
Last time I saw him, he was down here in the basement going through these boxes of videotapes.
I picked up a tape labeled Panic Project and popped it into the machine. I couldn't believe it. There was Bin Laden himself, just like the tapes I'd seen on the internet. In this one, he was threatening the country.
I do not hate America. I merely wish to erase it like a stain from the earth.
And there were hundreds of other tapes. They were all labeled OBL. One had Bin Laden threatening Europe.
I dislike polkas intensely. Poland must pay.
One of them seemed to be for a dating service.
I like walks on the beach, sunsets, and subservience to jihad. I'm not fussy. But please, no smokers or fat chicks.
And one tape looked like an audition reel for The Tonight Show.
Am I the only one who hates airline food? Are you with me, people?
Two things just didn't add up. First of all, Bin Laden's material was really hacky. And B, it looked like he had taped all the videos right here at this studio. He had been in Washington, D.C. all along. Kid, we gotta get out of here.
Cool. Let's head to the Lincoln Memorial. The Bush twins are gonna pose for the Girls Gone Wild cameras.
Suddenly, the lights went out.
What the?
Someone had entered the basement and they weren't alone. I froze in place, back to back with Kid Rock and ready for... Well, I wasn't sure. Just then a match flared, lighting up the face of the man in front of me. Holy Masonic conspiracy. It was him.
Who is this mysterious figure? What happened to Colin Powell? Can Mark ever get the image of Kid Rock pimping Barbara Bush out of his head? Find out next week when Kid Rock says...
Dude, Barbara and Jenna are giving Lincoln Statue a lap dance.
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And tune in later for Morning Sedition Radio Theater's production of The Lone Ranger.
Which way did they go, Tonto?
Why do I have to play Tonto? Just because I'm black? Is that supposed to be close to Indian or something?
What did you say, Tonto?
This is the last time. They went that away, Kemosabe.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Kemosabe, my ass. I'll hi-yo you, you cracker. I'm coming back here with Al Sharpton and my union rep. Let's see how liberal everybody feels about that.
That's The Lone Ranger. Later on Morning Sedition's Radio Theater.